Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sure. My name is Tad Szeski, and I'm the Executive Director of the Choral Arts Society of Washington.
And you all are performing something called Living the Dream, Singing the Dream, 34th Annual Choral Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We're running this on MLK Day, obviously, because it's fitting. And we're promoting ahead to the show. Originally, it was going to be in January, but with all this Omicron and everything, probably smartly postponed to April 10th. So tell me real quick, just that latest stuff, the breaking news on that it was going to be earlier, but why you decided to push it and why it's still going to be great for the spring.
Sure. So singing is a very complex process, and it requires people to be in very close proximity to each other. It also, you know, expels air. And just with the rates that of Omicron that's happening right now in the DC area, we decided to move it just for the safety of our singers and patrons and staff. So it'll be going to April 10th.
Sounds fantastic. And so why, you know, it's called Living the Dream, Singing the Dream, you know, what's in a title? Why is this, you know, the perfect time? I mean, obviously it's MLK Day, but right. You know, just open that up for me a little bit. Why did you guys want to celebrate him this year in this way?
So Living the Dream, Singing the Dream, it's a program conceived in 1969 by our founder, Norman Scribner. It's a musical celebration of the life and ideals of Dr. Martin Luther King. Norman Scribner said, "Nothing surpasses the power of music to knit together our differences, heal our wounds, and inspire our spirits." It's just this program that's an amazing group of people and organizations that come together and really celebrate what were his ideals. It was an answer to the riots that occurred after the assassination of Dr. King. And it followed in 1 year afterwards in 1969 is when it started.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's go into some of the program then as well. You know, we're moving right along here. You're crushing it. Thanks for making it easy. All right. So what sort of, you know, music pieces might we hear? You know, give me a sense of sort of the set list, some of the composers.
Sure. So we now perform this concert in partnership with Washington Performing Arts, and it's our three ensembles that come together. So it's the Choral Arts Chorus, the Men and Women of the Gospel Choir, and the Children of the Gospel Choir. Both of those are from Washington Performing Arts. And we return to the stage with a list of pieces this year. We do some combined, some that feature the children and some that feature the men and women of the gospel. This year, there's two things on there that I really am passionate about. So there's a composer named Moses Hogan, unfortunately left us way too early in his life. And he was just this amazing, prolific composer and arranger, mostly known for his spirituals. And one of the pieces that the full choruses are going to be doing is called My Soul's But Anchored. It is just this piece that ends in this full throttled sound of all the singers, the sopranos on this really high note, and just makes the, you know, your goosebumps stick up. We've also, with Washington Performing Arts, co-commissioned a new piece by a DC-based composer named Nolan Williams. The piece is called We Are the Ones to Heal Our Land. And it's really an answer or a call to our generation and our society that it's we are the ones responsible for tackling climate change, racial inequality, and preventing injustice.
Great. Those sound like great pieces. Any of the other pieces you want to go into? I know there's a bunch, but it'll give me a variety. I'm going to do two radio pieces, so it'll give me a variety. I can touch on a couple in each one or something.
Gotcha. So I'll just kind of run down. There's a piece called Come Thou Almighty King by Timothy Wright. There are two pieces that are being done by the Children of the Gospel. One is Onaga, and then the other is Why Do We Sing? And another piece that is called Stand Up for What's Right. And then we're ending with that new commission, We Are the Ones to Heal Our Land.
Gotcha. And I mean, you've already sort of mentioned it, but remind us who all is going to be on stage performing. It's a couple of different, you know, groups that we've come to know and love here in DC.
Sure. So it's the Choral Arts Society of Washington's full chorus. So the Washington Choral Arts Chorus, the Men and Women of the Gospel and Children of the Gospel Choirs from Washington Performing Arts, They're also joined on stage by an amazing band. And then local legend, Ralph Herndon. He is just this phenomenal gospel singer, pianist, and he is always an amazing part of the show.
And tell them where this all takes place.
Sure. So we are thrilled to be returning to live performance on the stage. It's at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall. We haven't performed there in the last time we did this piece actually was in 2020. So it's going to be just an amazing evening that comes together. It's a hall that holds about 2,200 people, and it is typically filled to the rafters with everyone. And it's just a phenomenal experience. And it'll be April 10th at 7 p.m. in the Kennedy Center. And you can go to choralarts.org to learn more about it and to purchase tickets.
Exactly. And talk about how this is me just trying to draw thematic through lines here, but talk sure. about how, you know, the Kennedy Center, JFK, is the perfect sort of tie-in with, you know, a concert for MLK, you know, two, you know, inspirational leaders that were both tragically assassinated within a few years of each other in the 60s. Just sort of, if you can, try to tie together some through lines for me with the two of those.
Okay, let me try this here. President Kennedy was so pivotal in human rights and equality. He was the one that really pushed us as a society to think about that. And the same with Dr. King, just the kind of combination or the confluence of these two figures in that space, I just think speaks volumes. It is the country's arts venue, and it is open and accessible 365 days of the year. So it is truly this great space that can bring together people. And this program just fits nicely with the ideals of both of those prophetic individuals.
Exactly. And it's called Living the Dream, Singing the Dream. Where do we stand, you know, in the dream today? You know, we've had just put it sort of in the modern social political context. Like, we've had a rough couple years here. You know, we've seen obviously in 2020 with the death of George Floyd, all the Black Lives Matter protests. We've seen even the pandemic, you know, affecting a disproportionate amount of people of color. So, you know, just sort of paint sort of why it's important to remind everyone of King's dream in the current context.
Sure. It's, you know, we are in just such tough times. There's so much work ahead of us still of all people. And as I'd mentioned before about Norman's thoughts on music and how it has a way to heal and inspire, I think that's exceptionally important. One of the other components of the program is every year we honor a humanitarian who upholds the ideals of Dr. King. Their work is embodied with social justice or equal rights. This year, we're very excited. It's Latasha Brown. She is the co-founder of Black Voters Matter. She is internationally and nationally recognized as kind of the go-to expert on that theme, voter suppression, Black women empowerment, and philanthropy. Previous awardees have also really embodied what Dr. King stood for in 2020. It was Sherrilyn Ifill. She is the former head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. We've had Ruby Bridges, Congressman John Lewis. So there's this thread of all these people working together. Sherrilyn, in her speech, actually said something very prophetic to me and to the entire group. She talked about how, you know, her daily life is working against inequality and social injustice, but it's also the part of every single person. And she talks about doing the work, and doing the work can be anything from reaching your hand out to someone, reading something, supporting something financially or with your time. And really it's that collective amount of little things that add up that can push back against this horrible situation that's happening in our country and has happened for the last 400 years.
So well said. I think that's the perfect place to leave it. Again, it is called Living the Dream, Singing the Dream, the 34th annual choral tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., hosted, you know, presented by the Choral Arts Society of Washington. We're going to, it's going to be, let me get the date right. April 10th is the new date. But so tell them just real in closing, where can they get tickets?
So get tickets at choralarts.org. You can just right go to our homepage there and it'll walk you through. You'll learn about the concert, buy tickets, and also check out to our previous awardees. We have their speeches, either a video of that or a transcription. And it's just an amazing wealth of of viewpoints from 2004 to the present by all these amazing civil rights leaders.
Great. And the whole thing runs 90 minutes, no intermission. Perfect thing to do to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it, Tat.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.